So the I we normally see, the self we normally see, other living beings we normally see, all phenomena we normally see, all this is self-grasping. All this is self-grasping. There are no things we normally see. All phenomena are mere name. They don't exist there, outside, independent of the mind perceiving them. So the things we normally see do not exist. All phenomena are mere name. So this is explaining the holy object, emptiness. All the things we normally see, ordinary conventions, these are mistaken appearance. We are seeing wrongly. So because we don't really understand this, Geshe-la then gave me an example. It's from Offering to the Spiritual Guide, Sadhana. Outer and inner phenomena are like illusions, like dreams, and like reflections of the moon in a clear lake. For although they appear, they do not exist. Realizing this, I seek your blessings to complete the illusion-like concentration. So we need to understand phenomena are like reflections of a moon in a clear lake. So we don't really understand yogis negate the self, but we do understand reflections of a moon in a clear lake. So that's why Buddha gives analogies to help us understand profound points through something that we do understand. So think about a moon being reflected in a lake. We see the reflection of the moon in a lake, but we know there is no moon there. The beautiful words. We see the reflection of the moon in the lake. So we're looking at the reflection. There's no moon there. There's no moon there. But the reflection of the moon exists and functions. So you can take a photo of the reflection of the moon. It exists, it functions, you can see it. And enjoy it. The same with the reflection of our face in the mirror. So here's a practice. I don't know how often you look at your face in the mirror, but we can make every time we look at our face in the mirror, we can make it a Dharma teaching. So when you look at your face in the mirror, there's no face there. There's no face there, but the reflection of your face, the reflection exists and functions. You get information from it, like it works, the reflection of your face, but there's no face there. So again, these are contemplations. You need to think. Things exist like reflections of a moon in a clear lake. They exist, they function. But they're not there, separate from the mind perceiving them. We know there is no face there. So there's no moon there, there's no face there, there's a reflection. So all phenomena are like reflections. They exist, they function, they exist as mere name, they function. But when we search for them with wisdom, they disappear because they're reflections, mirages, illusions. It is the same with all things. They are like reflections of a moon in a clear lake. They do not exist there. There, out there. You know, we think they do. We think we're sitting on a chair that's out there. We're listening to a teaching that's there. We're in a temple that's there. All of that is mistaken appearance. It's not there. It's like a reflection of a moon in a clear lake. They exist, they function. Mere appearance, mere name. So Geshe-la says they do not exist there. All things do not exist there. So again, if you contemplate these analogies, the reflection of the moon, your face, you'll get a feeling for how things really are. They do exist as mere name, they do function. We need this middle way, Uma, Uma. It's our most precious, correct view, middle way between the extreme of existence and non-existence. So then Geshe-la finished by saying, it's quite simple in reality. We just need to do scientific research. So there you go. So how beautiful. This like a beautiful transmission from Geshe-la's heart. He gave me this teaching one-on-one directly. So I'm sharing it with you because it's so practical. And also I think it's encouraging. You think to yourself, especially those of you who are familiar, it's quite simple in reality. Things are like reflections. They exist as mere name, mere appearance, they function, but they're not truly there.